And so, do you just want me to say dispatches from the underground? Dispatches from the underground.
Dispatches from the underground.
With your host,
Joey Steele. Up to no good. We're good? I don't know.
Question authority.
Dispatches from the underground.
Question everything.
Dispatches from the underground!
All right, welcome to Dispatches from the Underground. I'm your host, Joey Steele. Thanks for getting down with us. We are coming at you from the underground in New York City. That's where we are. This is what we do. I'm glad you could join us down here on this beautiful day. I'm sure it's beautiful wherever you are. What an incredible day to exist. Just everything seems so glorious. I mean, other than the weather, other than the horribly oppressive weather that makes me wish for death that does not include melting. Other than that, and Trump and whatever impending horror he's unleashing this week. What is it? The draconian law clerk that he's trying to dredge up to fill in the Supreme Court seat to make it even harder for women to get abortion in this country. Or worse, or making it an outright illegal thing for them to get abortions in this country. Other than that, and the trade war, or the family being ripped apart at the border, or the fact that we still have borders in this fucking world. Okay, or maybe even the fact that we still have families. I don't know. That's my own personal problem, I guess. But yeah, all that actually seems pretty bad. And then that coupled with whatever Orwellian catastrophe has been like smeared into our face since I last mustered the courage to listen to the news. Other than all of that horrible shit, it is a glorious day to be alive in this, I guess, pretty wretched world now that I really spend some time thinking about it. But anyway, welcome to Dispatches from the Underground. Obviously, first and foremost, we are here to uplift you through all the horrible, painful things that are happening in the world. But on top of that, primary goal, clearly, we have two objectives here on this show. First and foremost, we want to get down with the issues and the people who are all too often overlooked by the mainstream media. The CNNs, the Foxes, the NPRs, the BBCs, all of these news outlets are coming from their own perspective, and they all too often deny that perspective. And they are advocating for us to have a worldview that they are themselves ignorant of. Or if they're not ignorant of it, then they're in denial that they have it. And they present all their information as if they're perspectiveless. And it's just disgusting to me. And the main thing we do this podcast for is because we want to confront different perspectives. We're all coming from different perspectives. That's just reality. But if we can come in contact with other unique perspectives that challenge our own, maybe we can actually change our own perspectives to be more in line with what the world is needing. Or maybe we can help just become more clear about what our differences are, and I think that that's a healthy thing to do. Anyway, all these things we're talking about here, these are all byproducts of the fact that our first objective here on this show is to get down deep into the underground, find the voices who are advocating for change, find the fighters, find the dreamers, find the musicians and the artists who are bringing new perspectives to the forefront, who are being overlooked by the mainstream media. Find those voices, talk to them, crawl inside their heads, try to get a better understanding of how they see things, and hopefully challenge ourselves and perhaps challenge them to see things differently. And it's really just about conflict and making sure we're not just fucking letting our brains be plugged into this capitalist machine that just churns ideas into our head constantly. We're plugged into the way the system thinks, and this constant barrage of information that we think we're getting is also coming with perspectives. So we want to get deep down in the underground, find unique perspectives, bring them up, and hopefully smear them into our faces and get a better sense of what the underground and inspiration, passion, and ferocity is again, because we're all too often lulled into sleep while we're plugged into this mainstream bullshit. But that's our first objective. That leads me to the second objective. The second objective here on the show is that we are plugged into this mainstream capitalist news, 24-hour news cycle, and constant media barrage. And so we want to take a look at that as well. We want to deal with the issues that everybody else is dealing with. We want to acknowledge them. We want to look at them. We want to look at them sharply and then reach deep inside them and see if there's anything useful to pull out and bring back down to the underground where we are. And hopefully there is, and if there isn't, we just want to eviscerate them. We want to just lay it bare. Eviscerate, I mean, who uses, what am I talking about? We just want to shit on it, really. We just want to talk shit about the horrible mainstream bullshit that we're subjected to. And And hopefully there's something good we can pull out of it. And if not, we just want to pick on it or deal with it, you know, in our own way. That's what we do here on Dispatch from the Underground. Hopefully through all of that, we become empowered to deal with this all too often miserable world and feel empowered to build our own world through all of it. I think there are incredible voices in the underground. I'm inspired every day by the people I make music with and the people I come in contact with at shows all across the country. And I love it. And I'm inspired. I don't want to give up despite all the things I said at the top of the show. I'm inspired by it and I'm excited by it. And I'm super inspired by the person we have on the show today, helping us sift through the mainstream bullshit and finding that passion that we need to make this world a better place. Today, Shauna Potter of the incredible band War on Women is going to do a brief interview with us. My band All Torn Up did a show with them the other day on Long Island. And it was an incredible show. A bunch of great bands. Outlive Death from Long Island was there. They helped host the show with SBC Bookings. Sister Munch played the show. All Torn Up got to play. And War on Women was obviously headlining. They were absolutely fantastic. I've seen War on Women now a few times. We're going to be talking about it a little bit on the interview. And every time they've been absolutely spectacular. I love their music. I love how conscious it is. Obviously, I love how conscious it is. But I do think Shauna Potter is taking lyrics to another level and really embracing the moment that we're in to be so sophisticated and nuanced and careful and thoughtful of how she is putting her lyrics. And I think she's someone to be emulated on that front. She does so much. It's clear to me when I listen to her sing, but also when I read her words, that she is being thoughtful on another level that I can only wish I could get to. And I'm just constantly impressed by their work. War on Women is an amazing band. And I think everybody out there, if they haven't heard of them, please immediately go get their brand new album, Capture the Flag. Just stop the interview now. Go get the music and listen to the album and then continue this interview. Because I feel like once you fully understand what Shauna Potter and what this band War on Women is doing after you've heard their music, I think this interview is going to be more impactful. So I was super honored to even be playing the show with War on Women. All Torn Up, we absolutely love War on Women's music. We listen to it in the van constantly. Cello from All Torn Up is one of his absolute favorite bands. And so we were all just super honored to be playing the show. And then on top of that, to have a few minutes at the end of the show to be able to sit down with Shauna Potter and to do this interview, it was very exciting. I was super happy. I was honestly terrified. I mean, I know I do all these interviews with all these incredible musicians that I look up to and I think are just amazing and brilliant and articulate. And then I have to interview them. I have to, first of all, just asking them to do the interview is terrifying. It makes me physically ill when I go up to these incredible people that I admire and I ask to do an interview with them. I just want you to know, as someone who's going to listen to this, I was physically ill at that moment. I asked Shauna if we could do this, and she was very gracious. I was like, oh yeah, and did everything in her power to make this happen, and I really appreciated it. Despite the fact that my face was probably cringing with anxiety when I did that. So I want you to know going in how painful, how much I suffer for you all to be able to hear these wonderful words from this incredible musician. I just want you to know that, just to be clear. But once I got past the nerves, the initial nerves and then the nerves of actually interviewing this incredible person, I was actually very much honored and appreciative that I had a chance to ask her a few of the questions that had been burning in my brain since hearing the new album, but also reading all the incredible lyrics on the album. You can get the album and the lyrics from Bridge Nine Records. You can go to Bridge Nine's web store. The address is B, like the letter B, 9, just the numeric 9, not spelled out, just a number 9, store.com/War on Women. Or you can go to War on Women's own Bandcamp page, and there's links for the record and the lyric scene and everything. It's waronwomen.bandcamp.com. I am completely confident that you are going to be completely awestruck by this incredible new album, Capture the Flag, by this incredible band, War on Women. I'm stoked that I got to do this interview, and I'm so excited to get to it. So let's get to it right now. We're going to listen to a tune, and then we're going to get this discussion with Shauna Potter from War on Women. Get down. Before we get to the discussion with Shauna from Warren Women, I want to say a big thank you to my good friend and bandmate, Kate Hoos, who came to the show and shot photographs of it for Brooklyn Vegan. You can find those incredible photographs by searching for Warren Women and All Torn Up on BrooklynVegan.com. She's an incredible photographer. She's an incredible musician. Those of you who listen to this show frequently have heard Kate many, many times on this show. And Kate and I are in a band together called Cop Out. Brand new band. We have a brand new demo up on our Bandcamp page. You can go get the demo for free by going to copoutpunks.bandcamp.com. That's copoutpunks.bandcamp.com. If you dig the song and you're in New York City, we have a bunch of shows lined up. July 7th, we're at Cobra Club. July 14th, we're at El Cortez with a great band from Texas, Noogie, and a bunch of other incredible bands. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about those shows and a tour we have planned and some Philly shows at the end of the podcast. So if you dig this tune, listen all the way to the end, and I'll talk to you more about where you can find Cop Out. We're going to be on tour in August, so hopefully we're coming to a place nearby. But enough of that. Let's get to it. This is Kate's brand new band, my brand new band, Cop Out. This is a song off of our demo called Pink Slips. Get down. Right, I am sitting here at the SBC show in Long Island with Shauna from War on Women. What's up, Shauna?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, life is wonderful and painful and horrible. I don't know which way we want to go with that.
But you know, we just finished playing.
We're sitting
in Amityville Music Hall. Everyone's leaving, loading out.
You can hear them in the background, maybe.
I feel a lot better than I did earlier today. I always feel better after a show. And so this is our second show of like a long weekend of shows. And this week was really, really shitty for a lot of people. But it was shitty. All the news, all the bullshit this administration's doing. Also just personally, like we've had friends die.
Oh, geez, I'm
like
sorry.
Just, and then like dumb bad luck stuff. And so it's just been a really rough week. And I needed to play a show last night, and I needed to play this show today, and so I'm starting to feel a lot better. I'm feeling like I got this energy out, and I know that by the end of this long weekend I will feel energized again instead of kind of in despair.
I mean, it didn't come through in the set. Like, the set was upbeat and energetic, and there wasn't like an ounce of negativity on it. So I'm like surprised to hear that. You really brought it.
Thank
you. Impressive.
You know, I am mindful of that. Not during a show. I feel like during a show, I'm actually kind of on autopilot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
But it's like blackout. I black out
and then
when
I wake
play.
Up and the show's over. Yeah. But I am thoughtful of that the rest of the time. I realize that everyone has it hard. Everyone has shit they have to deal with, and they're coming from all these different places. And our songs, like the topics, can be really heavy, and they can hit people really hard. So I don't want them to feel worse when they leave. I want them to feel better, maybe, you know, get a release out of it. But that's different than feeling bad about it. So, yeah, I try to keep it light a little bit, too, because I also don't want to just feel bad at the end of our show and think everything is terrible and what's the point. I don't want to live that way. So try to have some fun.
Maybe after we're done with this, you can give me a couple pointers, because I'm a bummer. Shauna, I'm not really sure I'm about to bum people out, so you can give me some pointers.
You great. Just got to dance.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
If
I
you
can't.
Just dance like me, then you'll feel 100% better. Just do whatever moves you see me doing in random videos. You just mimic that, and you'll feel fantastic. That's the secret.
Please, anyone listening to Dispatches, don't imagine me doing those moves, because everybody's just like, I can't. That's not going to happen.
Dude.
They're going to that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. First of all, you're so thoughtful in the lyrics you put out. So thoughtful. And, you know, it seems like also you don't just keep it, you know, depersonalized and political. You bring yourself into it. It seems so much in your lyrics. Do you find like singing some of those songs is difficult for you to do? Like, is it, you know, going to those dark places sometimes that you do in some of those songs is difficult, or do you feel like it's cathartic to do it?
So, I mean, I write them and I play in a band because it's cathartic, but it can absolutely start to turn back around on you. Like, we have this song called Broken Record where I say street harassment to the audience that I have heard, basically. It's the whole first verse is just me repeating phrases and street harassment to the audience, and
Pleasure and a Beast is like heavy and
so like I think for a long time that song Broken Record was really cathartic. It was really good for me to say that stuff out loud and twist it and reclaim it, you know. And then after a while I was like, I just don't want to hear it anymore. Like, I didn't want to play the song anymore, and I just kind of let myself feel that way instead of feeling bad about it. Like, so it's interesting to me that I can go through phases, that the songs will change a little bit for me, but there are times when, I mean, especially with the unjust killing of brown and black people, but especially men of color, black men, by police, you know, we have songs about gun violence, and we have songs about racism, and it's, and when there's a shooting all the time, and you hear about it in the news, you read it on Twitter before you get to the show, and then you have to sing the song. And, you know, and just recently in Annapolis, in our home state of Maryland, people at this newspaper, the Gazette, five people were killed by a white gunman who had a vendetta against the paper for he thought they were slandering him by saying that he had a record of stalking. Well, guess what? He had a record of stalking and abusing women. And so it's like just another white dude that's mad at women going around shooting people, feeling entitled to guns. And that's what the song Lone Wolves is about. And that song has felt very serious the last couple nights, and almost to the point where I'm wondering, is it okay to even perform it? But then I just think, like, well, I need to get it out. And I'm sure on some level people know that shit could get real at one of our shows, so I'm hopeful that if they, if they're feeling a little too heavy, that they just take a break and go outside and come back and join us when they're ready.
Well, I think that everyone coming to the show really appreciates it, and the thoughtfulness is just so pervasive. I think on the last album especially, maybe more so than the other ones, it just seems like you're putting so much in the lyrics. And I see that they are packing up really quickly, and there's so many other songs I want to talk about.
You're fine.
But I did want to say one thing before that. shows in particular, because we just played Long Island. It wasn't the broest show of all time, especially for Long Island's sake, folks listening in. It wasn't like Thousand Bros or whatever. It was a good lineup, very thoughtful people, no one being too dangerous or carefree.
I agree.
But, you know, I saw y'all play in Brooklyn last time, and there were some dudes who were being maybe thoughtless and broing down. And your approach to them was very much like, look, this isn't how you do it. Let me show you how you dance. How have you felt like that gets a response that you're looking for from these guys? Because my intention is always to go at them like harder. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You know, but do you think that that's getting through to them? Or like, do you feel like that approach is working? Like, I'm just curious your thoughts
on
that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that I'm all about diverse tactics, right? Mm. And so what works for me doesn't work for others, and that's fine.
We got to
hit it from every angle, and that's cool. And I guess, yeah, lately I've been feeling like, you know, I don't just want to yell at these dudes that are excited to be here. And I know that's where they're coming from. They don't know any other way. So, yeah, what if I just get down in the pit with them and I just dance like I'm Molly Ringwald or something, you know, in the Breakfast Club or whatever. Like, what if I show them, like, you can actually dance without hitting people in the face and try to set an example and provide that welcoming environment for people that are not cis white men, you know? And I think when I get down there with them, I think that's disarming, and it gives them pause. And it makes them think. It gives them a chance to think, which is different than if you just say, fuck you, stop doing that.
I know.
And
that's not working so
they're
well.
They're going to be defensive, you know? And frankly, like, even though, like, we're fucking pissed, we're an angry band. We have a lot to be angry about. I feel like we're angry at the right people, for the right reasons. People in power. Like, we're not someone that necessarily is straight up yelling at the crowd or is saying I hate men or whatever. Like, that's not what we're about. We're righteously angry at people at power, and so I need these dudes to come to my side, and I'm happy to show them how. Now, if they don't fall in line, which I feel like I remember those dudes did not, they just were not getting it. Then yeah, eventually I just shoved them out of the fucking way and said, you need to stop.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not going to go there first.
Yeah. You can sing. It's okay. We're not going
to
stop
your singing. Our drummer Ben has a beautiful voice, and he's trying to sing in the background. Actually has a really great Thin Lizzy cover band that plays in Baltimore. So if anyone is ever in Baltimore and wants to see some fucking 70s rock, come see.
That's amazing.
Black Rose. I don't know what it's called. Yeah.
I also saw you at Riot Fest, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It was a great show. You had the Trump doll that you all were beating on stage with a baseball bat. Yeah.
Yes.
And again, your approach to the crowd is always first time through, like, come with us to this better world. And it comes through the music, it comes through the album, it comes through the live show over and over again. And I know it's not easy to repeat that on a consistent basis at a live show.
Yeah.
It's not always feeling that way. So I think that's really wonderful, and it definitely comes through, and it came through in how you approach those bros. So well done, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can I take one more minute?
Absolutely.
Can we talk about Chalice and the Blade for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Because...
Did someone mention that song tonight?
I did.
That was you. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to think. I was like, he did not just say...
I did.
Chalice and the Blade.
And, you know, I like the song. I like the song. First of all, it's an amazing song.
Your voice
sounds spectacular on that song. It always sounds good, but it sounds really, really good on that song.
Tell me more, yes.
And, yeah. Oh, I like where you're going with this, Joey. Interesting. Okay. But, you know, All Torn Up also has a song about religion and misogyny and how it's so... I mean, obviously, you know, the logical connection between religion and misogyny. And I just feel like your approach in that song is delicate. Like, you're talking about religion. I don't know the book. I don't know the reference that much, and I know it's about a particular issue, but I just feel like you're it seems to me like you appreciated the role religion plays in people's lives sort of delicately in that song. And I was just wondering, when I was thinking through that song, like, oh, this is more delicate than I would think that the song would be about.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering what your thoughts were in approaching, you know, a feminist band approaching religion in this way.
Yeah. So that song is on our new record, Capture the Flag. it is based on the book of the same name, The Chalice and the Blade. So I definitely recommend reading it. And basically what that book does is sort of give a history of how ancient woman-centric beliefs and worship were co-opted and twisted. And I feel like if you're a fucking punk, you get what something being co-opted means. Right?
Yeah.
So sure. that's what religion is today. It's a co-opted version of something that was actually could have been very cool and basically something that would lead us to caring more about the environment, caring more about
like Gaia or something like that.
Yeah. Like caring for the earth that gives us food and water and oxygen. Like that's actually, it's kind of a big deal to have those things. Right. yeah. And so just as a capital A atheist, I find books like that that's just really spell it out for you. I find them really fascinating. It's just a subject that interests me. And so, because I don't fancy myself an expert on many things, frankly, I like to read a book, highlight the things I like, chop it up, see how it fits together, fill in the gaps, and try to tell a story with it. And so, yeah, the fact that there were men in power that wanted to take something over so that they could make money from it and subjugate everyone but themselves, basically. That is something that I care very much about, but it has nothing to do with someone that needs God to remind them to be nice to people or makes them feel better about what happens in their life, gives them control over their life. I understand that desire. I do not agree with or understand using religion as a shield to be a bigot, or for, you know, homophobia or whatever, and to be hypocritical when people are hypocritical.
I mean, I think that came through in the song really well, that like dichotomy or that contradiction of you talking about those two religion in both those ways. And also in the way you ask questions in songs, and especially in that one, I think was really helpful for people to not feel combative in that realm. Mm-hmm. And I get more now the way you look at it, like that's pretty impressive, difficult to do.
I feel like it's okay to admit that I'm learning too.
Yeah.
And that I don't know everything all the time. And so, like, I feel like that's a way to do it. And I really appreciate what you're saying about me being thoughtful on this record, because I did feel like I'm just some white lady, you know? Like, yes, I'm an expert at being a white lady, right? Like I know what that's like. I don't know anything else, and I don't have to, but I should educate myself, and I should talk to other white people about these issues that affect black and brown people. And the way to do that is to not take their stories for my own. It's just sharing their stories either from my perspective or saying, hey, there's this thing going on. Maybe you haven't heard about it. I just learned about it too, you know, and not being like ashamed of that, but being like, okay, well, now that you know about it, you know about it. So let's do something about it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I think that comes through really carefully. The new record's amazing. Your thoughtfulness is just on point. Your voice is amazing. The whole band is spectacular. People can get Capture the Flag on iTunes. They can get on your Bandcamp page.
Yeah, from Bridge 9 Records out of Boston.
And I encourage everybody out there who is interested in it to go to the Bandcamp page and get the accompanying lyric book. Because there is a section on there where Shauna like explains the songs more carefully and succinctly in a way that I could never explain anything.
We wrote a college level workbook. And so it has the lyrics, it has some background, it has some quotes, it has some links, it has resources, and it has prompting questions, discussion questions. So you can get a group together in your living room and go through every song, or you can share it with a class or a professor that you like.
I think high school too. I think that the way the prompts are
written, the right class, yeah, the right teacher, sure. The right school, because, you know, as I'm sure you know, like some teachers, if they try to teach actual good things, they get in trouble. So don't lose your job over it, but maybe just leave our record lying around in the hallway of your high school.
But I appreciate it so much. Thank you all for doing everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
One last thing, actually.
All right. Okay. And then we got to go party.
Yeah, I know. We're going to party so hard. It's going to be the greatest barbecue ever. Do you feel like when you play these shows, do you feel, I know you mentioned it in the lyrics scene too, when you were touring with Shai Hulud and Propagandhi, when y'all first started, mm-hmm. Like the harassment from bros at shows. Mm-hmm. Do you feel, I mean, now that y'all have gotten to a good place where you can have the shows you sort of more want to have and not have to play shows where you sort of have to play, not that you didn't want to play Shai Hulud and Propagandhi, because I'm sure you did, but do you feel like there's intimidation from these bros, like they're trying to intimidate you from not saying these things? Because I know you mentioned in the lyric zine, like, oh, you said someone at one of the shows said, oh, hey, babe, you know, like, why so angry, babe, or yeah. something like that.
Why so angry, baby? Because he's like from Sweden or something. Okay. I don't know where he was from. I don't remember. I have a terrible memory for that stuff. But it's like, hey, why so angry, baby? Like, there's just something.
It's actually a lot funny.
Some weird Swiss thing. I don't know. Some Nordic shit.
Do you still feel?
No, they're not. They're not trying to intimidate us whatsoever. They're acting completely normal, like they do in their everyday lives. And even though we're singing about feminist issues, we're telling them we're pissed for whatever reason, and we're the ones with the stage and the microphone and the PA behind us playing with this band, and they're not, like, they're acting like they would with any other woman in their lives. Mm. That's totally normal for them. They're not thinking about it at all. So hopefully our songs or our responses give them pause and at least make them think about it. That's the first step.
Well, thank you so much for taking a minute to talk. I appreciate it, sister.
High five. Thank you.
And make sure y'all get it, Capture the Flag from War on Women.
Yeah, support media by people that are not cis white men.
Word.
Yay. Thank you.
Get down. All right, let's listen to Shauna sing a tune. This is a tune off of the brand new album Capture the Flag that War on Women just put out on Bridge 9 Records. This is the last track on the album, Chalice and the Blade. It's an amazing song. We talked a little bit about it in the interview. Hopefully that shed a little bit more light on this incredible tune. And I think you're going to dig it. It's one of my favorite songs on the album for sure. So here is the Chalice and the Blade by Baltimore's own War on Women. Get down. We'll be right back. We take this interview June 30th on Long Island at a show my band All Torn Up played with Warren Women and Outlive Death and this other band, Sister Munch, who we're going to listen to right now. Sister Munch is an incredible band. I love them in New York City. I've seen them a dozen times. I've actually played with them a bunch of times with my other band, Cop Out. This was the first time that All Torn Up ever had a chance to play with them. And it sort of boggles my mind that we haven't crossed paths earlier as bands. But they're all incredible people. This is an absolutely spectacular band. I know you're going to love this band. Here they are. We've played them on the podcast before, so I'm sure if you've listened to the podcast regularly, you've heard them before. But here they are again. Here is Sister Munch from Brooklyn, New York. Get down. All right, that's the end of the interview. I want to say thank you to Shauna and Warren Women for their incredible music, for doing this interview, for taking time and being so thoughtful in everything you do. I really appreciate it. I know everybody who listens to your music really appreciates it. And just thank you from the bottom of our heart. I also want to say thanks to everybody else in Warren Women. Sue, Jen, Brooks, Ben, everybody in the band was just super kind to us. They were super appreciative that we were on the show and also trying to be conscious and empowering and what we were doing and All Torn Up. And they were very patient when Sean and I were sort of holding up everybody by doing this podcast. So thank you to everybody else in Warren Women. Y'all obviously practice all of the words you preach very carefully, and I really appreciated interacting with you and all of your uplifting thoughts. So thank you all very much. I want to say thank you to Kate Hoos for the incredible photographs of the show, which again you can go check out at brooklynvegan.com. Just search for Warren Women and All Torn Up, and I'm sure you're going to find the photos that were taken on the June 30th show. I want to say thank you to everybody who came out to the show: Steve, Lauren, Krista. All of our friends who showed up for the show, it was a pleasure to have you there, and for all the work you guys do for Dispatch from the Underground, I really appreciate it. Thanks to SBC Booking, thank you to Paulie, thank you to Outlive Death and Sister Munch for playing the show with us. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance to do like a group interview or some more discussion. It would have been nice if we could have like all sat down and like had like a round table or something like that, or like, I don't know, some kind of table. I don't know. It would have been nice to have a discussion about our lyrics, because I know everybody who played this show, Sister Munch, Outlive Death, All Torn Up, Warren Women, we're all very thoughtful about our lyrics, and I think it's really interesting. I would love for there to be more discussion about the content of these things. So it was pretty exciting to have all these bands together, and I appreciate that, and hopefully we can do it again and maybe have like a weird roundtable thing. I guess it's kind of weird to do at a show. I don't know. I guess that's why I have a podcast and play shows, to do both those things. Anyway, thank you to everybody else who played the show. Thank you to everybody out there who continues to listen to Dispatches from the Underground. I appreciate your support. Make sure you go to our website, dispatchersfromtheunderground.com. You can check out our web store. We have shirts up there. We have a ton of merch. If you buy that merch, it really does help support me and this podcast and all the bands that the money goes to. I really appreciate it. All the bands that all the money goes to, really appreciate it. If you are in a position to be able to donate, we do have a donate section on our website, so you could drop a few bucks in there. If you aren't, not to worry. The show will continue to be free. Just click on the subscription button, and you will continue to get free Dispatches episodes every time we post them into your iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast stuff. Anyway, thank you all for getting down. We have a bunch of shows lined up for Cop Out. Like I said earlier in the episode, Cop Out is playing July 7th here in New York City at Cobra Club. We're playing July 14th with a bunch of amazing ska bands. The Upfucks are going to be playing that show. We also have Noogie's going to be playing that show from Texas. It's going to be a fantastic show. Make sure you get to El Cortez for that show. We're going to be playing July 21st in Philly. And then in August, we're going to be doing like a little East Coast, Midwest tour. We're playing Richmond. We're going to be getting over to Ohio. We're doing a couple dates in Ohio. We're going to be playing in Illinois, a bunch of Pennsylvania shows. So please go to our Bandcamp page. It's COP/OUT Cop Out. And you can check out all of our tour dates over there. And like, give us a like, too, because it's like a tiny bit embarrassing that there's only like a few people like us because we're a brand new band. So I'd like to see that inched up a little bit. If you dig what we are doing, check out Cop Out Punks, punx.bandcamp.com. If you dig it, then go over to the Facebook and give us a like. All right, enough of the plugging. Thank you all for getting down, and we'll see you next time we post an episode. Till then, get down. I want to listen to another tune from an incredible band. This band is from Philadelphia. They're called the Charlie Few, CharleyFew, Charlie Few. You can check them out at thecharliefew.bandcamp.com. I love this band. I've played with them a bunch of times, and I played with their singer and bass player, Billy, and a bunch of other bands that he's been in, and he's absolutely spectacular in everything he does, and I adore this band endlessly. Their brand new album, you can get it on their Bandcamp page, thecharliefew.bandcamp.com. This beautiful vinyl, just incredible art. All the tunes sound spectacular. This is probably my favorite tune off of the album. It's called Who Dares Wins. Cop Out is going to be playing with the Charlie Few on an incredible lineup July 21st at FDR Skate Park in Philadelphia. Hit us up on Facebook if you're looking for directions for the park, if you want to come to the show. If you're on the East Coast and you can get to Philadelphia on July 21st, you should come to this show. It is going to be a fucking spectacular show. Drones for Queens is going to be playing. Death Hooks album release. Noogie from Texas is coming up to play. An incredible ska band. And the Charlie Few are going to be there. Cop Out's going to be there. It's going to be an absolute party. It's going to be amazing music from top to bottom. You will not be disappointed by this show. It's going to be, for me, I think it's going to be one of the best shows of the year. I can't wait for it. I want to thank Billy endlessly for it. Thank you very much, Billy, for everything you do, and also for the amazing music you make. And let's get to it right now. Here is Charlie Few off of their brand new album. Here is Who Dares Wins. Get down. Sisters! We're going to end this episode with a song from the band featuring the person who made this whole episode even possible, if that makes any sense. If it didn't make sense, just rewind it and play it again. This is a song from the band Outlive Death. They are part of the SBC Booking Collective out on Long Island. They hosted us at the Amityville Music Hall on June 30th, which is when this episode was recorded. And I want to say huge thank you to Pauly, who plays drums in this band. He's an incredible human being. He's always been so kind to All Torn Up and asked us to play endlessly. And I really, really appreciate who he is as a person, as an amazing drummer, as a promoter. Everything he does is just incredible. And I can't say enough, not only about who he is, but his incredible music. He's just spectacular. Pauly, thank you so much for being the person you are. Thank you for making all the great music you do. Thank you for being such an exceptional drummer in person. So let's listen to a tune from Pauly's band, Outlive Death. This is off of a single they released, I think, a couple of years ago. This is The Death of Dreaming. Get down. We'll be right back. you're still listening, if you made it all the way through, you're still listening. When we recorded the podcast, Shauna and I were sitting there. We had to do a little mic testing. And while we were testing out the levels, Shauna was telling me the story. She was singing DuckTales. Okay, that's the reality of it. She was singing DuckTales. And I hit the record button unbeknownst to her. Maybe beknownst to her. I don't know if that's a word, but... and I told her we were going to use it, but I think she thought I was joking, but I am actually going to use it. I think it's hilarious. And she also has a spectacular voice. And also she picked on me for not being able to sing in the right key as her at the time. So I think the whole thing is hilarious, but, here is a little snippet that we recorded at the very beginning of, the sound check for us making this podcast. And, hopefully it's as funny to you as it was to me. So here's Shauna Potter from More Women singing some DuckTales tunes and telling us a story about why she was singing it. Get down.
Okay. Yeah, I saw a video yesterday of this tiny little dog getting its hair cut at like a fancy dog haircutting place. And it was loving the haircut it was getting. And it was just kind of wiggling side to side. And then someone put the DuckTales theme over it. So this little fluffy dog has giant scissors around its head, and it's just DuckTales. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Na, 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 na. And it's like so happy to be getting a haircut. It was adorable. I'm Shauna from War on Women.
Wait, I'm gonna get into the levels. Yeah. That may make it in there as a little extra.
Yikes, no.
Yeah, possibly.
Might rewrite history, DuckTales. Woo. Ooh, pick a key.
All right. I can only work in two, so I feel like.
You gotta wash this foam thing when you get a chance.
Is it bad news?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Unless it's me.
You can take it off. No, I'm sure. No. It also very could be me.
No, it's fine.
You can take it off.
I'm starting to think it might be me. So let's forget I ever said it.